Praise the Lord. So glad to see each and every one of you this morning. Amen. And Amen. We want to welcome all of you to Oasis. And if this is your first time here, we'd like you to, if you will, just raise your hand so our ushers can get you a card. Amen. Let's give our visitors a hand clap of welcome this
Praise
morning.
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for coming this morning. And we just invite you to enter into what God has for you today. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And this is our Oasis family. Amen.
Amen.
And we're ready to receive what God has for us today because He is here. His presence is here. And where the Lord is, amen, He has a word just for you. And He knows how to divide the word to get what you need to hear what you need to hear this morning. So be ready to hear. Amen.
Amen.
I got a scripture that I shared. The Lord gave me to share Wednesday night. And I believe this is a word for His church today. So receive the word that God has for you.
Amen.
This is Amos 9 and 13 in the Message translation. And I'm going to go right into speaking a blessing over you. So be ready to receive what your blessings this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amos 9 and 13 says, yes, indeed, it won't be long. Things are going to happen so fast your head will spin.
Amen.
One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Amen. Can you receive that for yourself
Amen.
This morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Everywhere you
Praise
look,
God.
Blessings.
Yes.
And it's going to happen so fast.
Yes.
One blessing on top of another blessing.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And I just declare a blessing over you this morning. I declare that God's blessings overflow in your
mm-hmm.
life. Amen. I declare that you will see an explosion of God's goodness,
mm-hmm.
a sudden widespread increase.
Yes.
You will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate you to a higher level, higher than you ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming your way.
Yes.
I declare you will experience God's faithfulness like never before.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a faithful God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And He's pouring out His goodness
yes.
in these last days. And you will give birth to every promise
mm-hmm.
God has put in your heart. And you will become everything God created you to be. I declare your life is marked for excellence
yes.
and integrity.
Yes.
God is directing your steps.
Mm-hmm.
He works every situation and circumstance for your good. God has the solution for every problem you will ever face. I declare unexpected blessings
yes.
come to you.
Yes.
God's abundance surrounds you. You have more than enough. God opens doors for you no man can shut. God is adding exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond favor and
yes.
increase
yes.
in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Give God a hand clap of
Glory
praise
to God.
This morning.
Glory to
Lord
God.
Glory to God. We
Glory
receive
to God.
What God has for us today.
Glory to
praise
God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn it over to Pastor.
Praise God.
Praise
I'll
the
just
Lord.
Leave it with Pastor Sharon. It is neighbor looking time. Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
ever be the same
again.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. We thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you that answers come in your presence today. Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say what I should say the way I should say it. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding while I'm preaching, Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you. You said when we preach and teach your word, signs and wonders follow your word. And we are preaching and teaching your word today, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Hebrews. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hungry for the word. Amen. I love it. Excited about the word. Hebrews 4 and verse number 2. The title of the message today is Mix Faith With It. Okay, in the King James, it says, "For unto us the gospel was preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Now that answers a lot of questions right there. Sometimes we wonder why we're not receiving properly, and it's not because of the Word of God, it's because of us. Look at your neighbor and say, uh-huh. Say, you know. I want to read it in the Expanded Bible. "The good news, the gospel, was preached to us just as it was to them, but the teaching, the message, the word they heard did not help them, because they heard it, but it did not accept it or combine it or join it with faith." Now I'm going to read it to you in the Message. "We received the same promises as those people in the wilderness, but the promises didn't do them a bit of good because they didn't receive the promises with faith." So two people can hear the same gospel. One mixes it with faith and receives. One mixes it with doubt and receives nothing. Now you might have heard the promise of favor. I know we've heard a lot about favor here. You might have heard the promise of favor, but you might have had unbelief about receiving the favor of God or special treatment. But if you have belief for it and you mixed your faith with that and you believed it, you received special favor. But if you didn't, hearing that word did you no good. In the CEV version, it says, "We've heard the message just as they did, but they failed to believe what they heard, and the message didn't do them any good." Now, how many of y'all have ever been to Olive Garden? Okay, see, I got y'all thinking about food. Y'all are really excited now. Okay, you know, in Olive Garden, they've got really good salad dressing, that Italian salad dressing in Olive Garden. But I don't know if y'all have ever noticed. I know we took a bottle home one time, and it separates. You know, the oil and the vinegar and what all is in it, the ingredients separate, and you have to shake it really, really good before you reapply it to whatever you're going to do. And that's the same way with faith. We have to shake it. We have to mix it with faith, with the promises of God. It's not just hearing them. We got to mix our faith with it when we hear it. I've given this illustration before. I'll give it again. When I was a kid, we got a riding lawnmower. And I was so excited about getting that riding lawnmower. I had a lot of grass to cut. I'd been using a push mower for a long time. And so I jumped on that riding lawnmower. I really didn't know anything about it. And I'm riding across the yard, and I am having a blast. I am just going up and down and up and down, and I'm doing something. And I look around, and there's no grass cut. Not one bit of grass was cut, because there's something that you have to engage the blade before you start cutting. And I hadn't engaged the blade. Sometimes we're saying everything known to man. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. But we don't have our faith engaged. And so we're just saying, that was good. We got to mix it. We got to mix it. Coffee has stirring sticks. Our stirring stick is our tongue. Put scripture on your refrigerator. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it in your pocket. Put it on sticky notes. Put it where you know you're going to be. Put it wherever you're going to be in your daily routine. Stir it by saying it. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." Now, so we mix it with the tongue. We know it doesn't return to us void. Now, who did God call the evil generation? It was the Israelite children who died in the wilderness. They brought back an evil report. What was that evil report? They told what they saw, what they felt, and what they heard. It was evil because it disagreed with the Word of God. Isaiah 55 and 11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." In the New Century Version, it says, "Rain and snow fall from the sky, and they don't return without watering the ground. They cause the plants to sprout and grow, making seeds for the farmer and bread for the people. The same thing is true of the words I speak. They will not return to me empty. They make the things happen that I want to happen, and they succeed in doing what I sent them to do. Now, if you're not speaking it, you're not believing it. Look at your neighbor and say, if you're not speaking it, you're not believing it. So just like our navigation system is voice activated, the Word of God is voice activated. If you really believe it, it'll get in your mouth. The Word of God must be mixed with faith to release its power. Mix faith with what you hear. Mix faith with what you're believing for. Start declaring, the glory of God is on my finances. As money goes out, much more money comes in. Financial blessings pour in and pile up in my accounts because the glory of God is on my finances. Now, one time, years ago, when I first started in real estate, this was in the 80s, I remember I got my picture in the real estate magazine and I had nobody to show real estate to. And I've got faith and I said, you know what? I see my picture there. I declare over my picture, the glory of God is on my picture. And I declare people are going to see that picture and they're going to call me because they see that picture. The glory of God is on that picture. I kept saying, the glory of God is on that picture. I got a call from a real estate agent in Columbus. He didn't know me. I didn't know him, never heard of him. He said, I was going through the real estate magazine, and your picture just kind of jumped out at me. And I was like, yeah. And he said, I think it must be because you have a mustache. At that time I had a mustache, not a full beard. And he said, I think it's because I got a mustache and you got a mustache, and that's got to be what it is. But he said, I want to give you a referral. Walmart had just bought these people's house, and they were going to move to Alabama, but he didn't have a license in Alabama, so he was referring them to me. Well, I got a sale out of, Walmart, they did really good, you understand. They paid them about twice what the house was worth. And so it was a really good deal for me when the house that they bought. Now, you can say what you want to, but I mixed faith with what I was saying, and the glory of God was revealed. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true and every man a liar. God's word is true. God's promises are true, no matter how things look. Now, last week I gave you a scripture about paying off your debt being canceled, your debt being canceled. Now I want to give you a scripture about court cases. This is Romans 3. You might not be involved in a court case, but maybe you've got somebody that is. Romans 3, and this is in the New Living Translation. You will be proved right in what you say, and you will win your case in court. That is Romans 3:3-5 in the New Living Translation. I like that. Maybe you've got enemies that are speaking against you. People that are just saying stuff, slandering you. Your words, this is in the Passion Translation, your words will always be vindicated and you will rise victorious when you're being tried by your critics. I like it. Put the promise in your mouth. Whatever I put my hands to shall prosper. Say what God says. Say what His Word says. That scripture, that promise, has an assignment to make sure whatever I do in line with the Word will prosper. Psalms 1:3, that's the scripture that I was talking about. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, I want to read Isaiah 55 in the Message Translation. Now, this is really good. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment that I gave them. So every promise of God has an assignment. And that is assignment is to come to pass in my life. If I put it in my heart and I put it in my mouth, the assignment of that promise is to come to pass in my life. If I put, I will prosper in everything I put my hands to. If I put that in my heart and in my mouth and I speak that and I speak that and I speak that, I give voice to it, what's happening? I'm mixing my faith with it. And what's happening? The assignment of that promise is going to come to pass. I'm going to prosper because I'm saying what the Word of God, in line with that Word is alive and full of power and it will produce what its assignment was. And that is prosperity for that one. Dare to believe what God has decreed to you will come to pass. Darlene, come here. And she's going to need a mic, somebody. Ish. And it's up here? No, it's not. You want one of these? Okay. This one? It's on. Darlene gave this testimony. Come on up. She gave this Wednesday night. But for those of you that, how many of you weren't here Wednesday night to hear it? Where were you guys at? What is going on? Thank you.
I don't know where to start. I just want to say, first of all, God is good.
Yes. Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
God is good. And I just thank Him so much for being my Lord and my Savior, first of all. He brought me out of the pit, set me on a rock. And I thank Him for that, first of all. But I want to thank Him for coming through every single time. The last 27 years, God has came through over and over and over again for us. And I just want to share something that He gave us last week. First of all, I got to stop a minute. Something just hit me on the back of my head, and it hurts so bad. I need prayer. It's really painful. It just hit me all of a sudden.
And I say peace. I speak peace. 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 In Jesus' name. Handa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
He's defeated, you know.
Amen. Amen.
He might try to bring us down, but He's just always defeated.
Amen.
Remember that when He comes against you. Say, devil, you're a liar.
Amen.
You are defeated.
Amen.
Because God is on our side.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
But that the pastor gave us last week, it was a little bitty thing that we took out. Oh, you can't hear me. That you took out of your little flyer that you got. And I just want to read it again because he had us say it over and over last week. Remember that? We said it over and over. It just dropped in my spirit. And so Monday morning when we were doing our devotions, my niece is living with us now, and we were doing our devotions, and I said, let's just say this. I felt led to say it again. And we just really believed faith just dropped like mm-hmm. a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit us, you know, and we was mixing that.
Uh-huh.
We had faith that that would happen
mm-hmm.
that week.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, now faith.
Uh-huh.
Now God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not next week.
That's right.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
The light bill's due now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So okay, God. And so it says, I will see an explosion of God's goodness. A sudden, widespread increase.
Amen.
Honey, let me tell you. God did it for us. That week, I mean, so much happened to us, I can't even tell it all. I mean, it's just amazing. Everything that He did. The first thing, we got a phone call Monday night, and this was Monday morning. And Monday night, we got a phone call. They said, are you and Joe sitting down? And we were like, yeah, we're sitting down. We thought it was something bad. You know, we thought, oh dear, we got to sit down. So we were sitting down, and they said, the Lord told us, the Lord wants us to give you this car. And I said, a car? Oh, God. We've been believing God for a better car for 2 years, over 2 years.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
And it was a better car. filled up with gas, been cleaned up, brand new tires, and the Lord knew what we were fixing to have to dish out on the car that my son had let me use. It needed tires. It needed a steering wheel pump, needed a new windshield. And God knew we didn't have all that, so he said, hey, I'm going to do better.
Amen.
So God is a good God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He will come through for whatever you're believing for. Don't give up. It might have been a year. It might be 5 years. You might be single still looking for you a man. And you might be a man looking for a woman, looking for a wife. Don't give up. Because suddenly, what did it say? Let's read it together one more time.
I will see
an explosion
of God's goodness.
And a sudden
widespread
increase.
Increase.
So that means in every area of your life, right?
Yeah.
So whatever you're believing God for, come on and let's see God give it to you.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
And I have one more thing. When we called the insurance company, I wrote down Geico up there because it was the cheapest, you know. We want to get the best deal. And I wrote it down, so I was going to call them back the next day because I wasn't happy with what they gave me. They said $70 for me and Joe, and I said, no, we can do better now. So the next day, I called them. Y'all might think that's cheap, but, you know.
Glory to God.
I try to have wisdom. So I was calling that number, and some off the wall company come on there. Dairyland Insurance, I never heard of. And I said, ma'am, this is Geico. She said, no, it's not. And I said, well, I was just trying to get insurance, and I told her what I wanted. And she said, hold on a minute. I'm going to put you over to Progressive. Well, I've heard of them. Y'all heard of them?
Yeah.
And I said, okay, God's favor. And I had prayed God's favor before I got out of bed that morning, before I called them.
Amen.
On everything that we do, pray God's favor over.
Yeah.
And so I did. And guess what? They went down from, it was 85, then they went down to 70. And then this company found us one with Progressive for me and Joe both. How much is it, Joe? I forgot. How much is our insurance? Hello? Oh, $45 or something.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
My God can't do it because he's no respect to person.
Amen.
What he does for Joe and I, he can do for y'all.
Yes.
Y'all just lift up your faith, mix your faith with your prayers, and believe and stand on the word and speak it out of your mouth.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. And she got a check, an unexpected check for $200 the same week. And she got a check for $100 unexpected the same week. I would say that was a sudden widespread increase. That's what I would say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One prayer that we're praying a lot is, Lord, show me your glory. We're declaring that all the time. Luke 1 and 38 says, be it unto me according to your word. Genesis 18 and 14 says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Say, Lord, I receive it. Lord, I receive it. I receive your glory. I receive your help. I receive all the goodness that you've got for me. Lord, I receive it. I mix my faith with it.
I receive
it. In Jesus' name. So we put it in our heart, we put it in our mouth, we mix our faith with it. Now, I remember Wednesday night a few months ago, actually, I don't know how long ago it's been, but Pastor Sharon was teaching, and y'all know what's wild in here on Wednesday nights. If you've ever been on Wednesday nights, I mean, the preacher shows up and she preaches like crazy. But she was preaching, and the Lord gave her a word of knowledge, and she looked over at Bean. And Bean had been needing, he had been believing for, he'd applied for disability for a few years back. It was like over 3 years, if I'm right. Four years. Well, there had been nothing new, nothing going on. It had been 4 years. Pastor Sharon said, the word of the Lord came to Pastor Sharon, and she said, within 7 days, you're going to have a breakthrough. And she asked us all that were in the meeting that night, that Wednesday night, she said, I want you to hook up your faith with my faith, with Bean's faith, and we're believing for his breakthrough this week. Now, see, that was a prophetic word. Now, you could say, well, you know, she just, that was a nice thing to say, but who knows? You know, I've seen, sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't. So if you don't mix faith with it, it won't happen. But Bean mixed faith with it. If I'm remembering, you correct me, it was within about 3 days you called or you text us and you told us that you got a letter, is that correct? That told you that you got it, it's on the way, and they were sending it to. Now he's already got it. Now, you can say what you want to, nothing going on for 4 years, and then all of a sudden you get a prophetic word, and bam, it changes. Okay, now, the difference is that was a rhema word strictly to him. Now the difference is Darlene's was a word that God gave me on what we were preaching one Sunday morning. I told you it jumped out, and we did put it on the bulletin, you know, on the backside of the little bulletin that you can take it out and put it on your fridge. And they declared, oh, this is us. This is us. She wasn't declaring over everybody else. See, everybody has to join in their own faith on what they're believing for. See, you can accept the message or not, but if you accept it, you're going to receive the promise. You got a car, you got $200, you got $100, you got your insurance knocked down from 75 to 45. I would say that was God. I would say that was a widespread sudden increase. Okay, you were believing for that, and that's what you got. Glory to God. If we're believing, we're rejoicing. If we're doubting, we're sorrowful. If we believe, we'll see the glory of God. And God can fix things that you and I have messed up. Look at your neighbor and say, point at your neighbor and say, God can fix things that you and I have messed up. And God can make them better than ever before. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you feel. Don't be moved by what you hear, or you'll get into unbelief. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Maybe you heard a word that God was going to restore you. Stake a tent on that promise. Mix faith with it by saying it. Put it in your heart and put it in your mouth. The promise, that promise has an assignment to restore you. Jeremiah 30 and 17, I'll restore your health and I will heal your wounds. That's a good one. Put it in your heart and put it in your mouth. I'll restore your health. I'll restore your health. I'll restore the years to you, the years that the locust had eaten. I'll restore. In the Amplified Classic, it says, I'll restore or replace for you the years that the locust had eaten. I'm going to ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. Hebrews 4 and 2 again. For unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So let's mix it with faith. Every promise of God has an assignment. That assignment is come to pass in my life. It's come to be fulfilled in my life. That word that I put in my heart and my mouth, we just need to keep a firm grip on that promise.
Praise God. What an awesome word. Amen. So encouraging. It builds your faith right up. Amen. And Pastor, can I ask you to share that testimony that you told me about yesterday about Andrew Womack, about his eyes?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't tell it right. Okay. It was so good.
Andrew Womack was telling about how when he was 16 years old, he went to get his driver's license. And he said, you know, they had to give him the little eye chart test or whatever. He took the eye chart test, and they said he failed it miserably. He's going to have glasses. And they said, we can't issue you a driver's license until you show us the prescription for your eyeglasses. And so he went to his home church. He's 16 years old. He had them lay hands on him about his eyes, and he came into agreement with them. He mixed faith with it. He said he marched himself right down there the next day. He said, same ladies there, did the test. Nothing had changed whatsoever. She said, weren't you here yesterday? She said, didn't I tell you you'd have to have a prescription for your eyes? And he said, he is praying in the Spirit. And he's praying in the Spirit the whole time she's talking to him. And she don't know what he's doing, but he's praying under his breath. He's just praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. He said, I believe it, Father. I believe it. 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 The glory of God is revealed. I believe it. He said, let me take the test again. Took the test again. He saw perfectly. He's never had eyeglasses to this day. He's in his 60s or 70s. He's never had. He said, now that's not knocking anybody that has glasses. He said, that's not what I'm saying. He said, there's a scripture that says Moses' natural force was not abated, neither was his eyesight dim. And that's what he was standing on. And he was talking about, as you stand on that, you can, believe for that, you can get it. He said, now there's no condemnation there. He said, my wife just got glasses as he was giving this testimony. He said, so there's no condemnation. He just said, I'm saying the word of God will work if we just get it in our heart and get it in our mouth and mix faith with it.
Amen. Awesome, isn't it? Praise the Lord. You can get Ashley for me if you will. Praise the Lord. And I kind of struggled with sharing this with y'all this morning, but you know, God is a supernatural God. He can do things that we don't, you know, he just sometimes likes to show his goodness. And, you know, his glory just shows up. Amen?
Amen.
And I just want to tell you that I think it was last Tuesday's intercession, Carol Lee comes to our intercessor prayer. And the Lord uses her a lot in word of knowledge. And she... the Lord had given her a word and said that on a Wednesday night service, there will be supernatural weight loss. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard of that before, but I've never seen it. But I was like, praise God. Now, see, I could have just said, no, that's too way out. I can't, you know, I'm not receiving that. That's not going to happen on a Wednesday night. I said, praise God, I receive it. If you receive the word of a prophet, amen, you will receive that reward.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So be believing. Let's hook up our faith,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, we have to hook up our faith.
Yeah.
We've got to mix it, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so we're going to believe that there is going to be a supernatural weight loss,
yes,
in,
yes,
evidence,
yes,
on a Wednesday night,
yes,
service.
Yes.
Glory to,
yes,
God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hey, you might be thinking, I can't have that kind of faith. Well, let me tell you what, when the glory of God shows up,
yeah,
hallelujah,
yeah,
God is good,
yes,
and we're in a time right now where God is showing out, and he is pouring out his goodness,
yes,
amen,
yes,
because we're getting ready to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So we're going to hook up with whatever God's doing, amen. He's going to show himself strong in these last days. He's going to show that the church is a shining light, and he's coming for a glorious church. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. So what's he going to do? He's going to pour out his glory on his church, and we're ready to receive whatever he has to do. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Ashley, you can come at this time.
Glory to God.
Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.